Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
It's finally here, Jack. After waiting nearly 3 months, the new Premier League season kicks off this weekend. I can't wait.
Yes, it's very exciting. And this week, we're going to talk all about the new season in the Premier League. As always, we'll have some new vocabulary for you to learn, and the language focus is on phrases that mean would like.
We'll also have our pronunciation, fantasy football, and football phrase sections for you.
Yes, we'll have all of that, and Rich, are you going to start your Premier League predictions again? I think this season we'll see how well you do. We'll keep a table on the page to show everybody what a great predictor you are.
That sounds great. I can't wait. Maybe we should both do it.
Yes, maybe.
Well done to Aragon 1986 from Montenegro, who was the first to complete our third pre-season course last week. Well done to the rest of you who completed it too. We hope that you found it useful.
If you haven't started the course, don't worry. Just go to the fans section at the top of the page and click on courses. You'll find all the courses that are available on Premier Skills English.
We'll have some more courses for you during the season, so keep an eye out for them. What's been happening on the website this week, Jack?
We've got some more advanced vocabulary on the website, with a page about goalkeepers and a page about defenders.
Yes, some of it's quite difficult, but I love the phrase, to park the bus.
If you want to check out these pages, you'll find them in pre-season course 3. What's been happening in the Premier League this week, Rich?
The Premier League has been getting ready for the big kick-off on Saturday.
I see Liverpool warmed up with a good result.
Yeah, they beat Barcelona 4-0, an unbelievable result.
I'm sure you could talk about it for hours, but don't.
OK. Manchester United won the Community Shield. They beat Leicester 2-1. Zlatan Ibrahimovic got the winner.
A good start for Zlatan and Jose Mourinho.
Yes, he dedicated the trophy to Louis van Gaal, the ex-Man United manager, which was nice.
There have been more new transfers too.
Yes, the record for most expensive player has been broken. Manchester United have signed French midfielder Paul Pogba from Juventus for a record fee.
It's been reported that the transfer is the most expensive in the history of football transfers. Paul Pogba used to play for Manchester United before his move to Italy.
When he got back to Manchester, he said it was like he was coming home from holiday. I think he must have missed the fine British weather.
Yes, he was probably tired of all that sunshine and Italian food. In other transfer news, Manchester City have bought Leroy Sané from Schalke in Germany, and Swansea City have bought the Spanish striker Fernando Llorente from Seville.
Yes, there'll be more transfers after the season starts too. The transfer deadline is not until the end of this month.
So, the season is about to start. Let's talk a bit about what we'd like to see this season.
It'd be brilliant if Liverpool won the Premier League.
Well, it'd be great for you and Liverpool fans. I obviously think it'd be great if Arsenal won the Premier League. Let's think of some things that everybody would like to see.
Everybody loves an underdog. Leicester City was an amazing story last season. Who'd you like to see surprise the Premier League this season?
Middlesbrough, Burnley and Hull have just been promoted. Wouldn't it be great if Burnley could do the same as Leicester last season?
It'd be amazing, but I can't see the same thing happening again. But you never know.
Wouldn't it be brilliant to see a young player who nobody knows do well?
Yes, it's great to have well-known players like Ibrahimovic in the Premier League, but there's something special when a new, young player does well. Maybe Manchester United's Marcus Rashford will score more goals than Ibrahimovic.
That would surprise me. I know he's been playing in the Premier League for a few seasons now, but I think it'd be great to see Everton's Romelu Lukaku as top scorer this season.
He's still only 23. I'd like to see more of Shay Ojo at Liverpool. I think he's a very exciting player, and he's only 19. Ojo is a player to keep an eye on.
And I'd like to see Arsenal's Hector Bellerin turning into a world-class defender. He's already brilliant, but I think he can get even better. He's just 20 years old.
And personally, I'd love to visit the Olympic Stadium, which is West Ham's new ground.
Yes, it will be a great experience for Hammers fans and the away fans too. Anything else?
Well, it'd be wonderful if there were fewer arguments between players and referees this season.
What do you mean?
You know, when players run up to the referee and shout in his face, showing disrespect to the referee.
I think everybody would like to see this less.
Well, the rules about talking to referees are a lot stronger this season. We might see a few yellow and red cards at the beginning of the season, but overall, I think we'll see less of this type of thing.
That would be terrific.
We've just been talking about things we'd like to see in the Premier League, and we use the phrase would like a lot.
But we often change the phrase a bit, because if we said would like all the time, it becomes very boring.
And we used three forms of would like.
The simplest is would like plus the infinitive. I would like to see Bellerin turn into a world-class defender.
You can also say, I would like Liverpool to win the Premier League.
Another form was a conditional statement. Rich said, it would be brilliant if Liverpool won the Premier League. This is a really common form. Notice that the verb win is the past form in the if clause.
The third form we used was a question, but it's not really a question. The meaning is more like a sentence, but it's a bit like a question tag. It's an invitation to agree with us. So Jack said, wouldn't it be brilliant to see a young player who nobody knows do well?
When you've finished listening to the podcast, have a look at the activities and explanations of these expressions on this page. Each week, we're going to help you with your pronunciation. Sometimes we'll look at individual sounds, sometimes at words and phrases, and sometimes linking sentences together.
This week, we're going to carry on where we finished last week and talk about connected speech. Whenever you hear or use a common phrase in English, the grammar words are likely to be weak. Sometimes they seem to disappear completely.
In English, what you say is not the same as what you read. English speakers drop or lose lots of sounds when they speak, and this can make it difficult when listening to people. Let's look at an example with would, which I used earlier.
I think it'd be great to see Everton's Romelu Lukaku as a top striker.
Just then, Rich said, it'd be great to see. He didn't say, it would be great to see. I'm going to try to say this really slowly, and then again faster, and again faster, till it's a natural speed. It'd be. It'd be. It'd be. The word would almost completely disappears.
It's really tricky for learners. There are more examples. I said, I'd love to visit the Olympic Stadium. I didn't say, I would love to visit the Olympic Stadium.
But sometimes we use the full form because we want to emphasise that point. Earlier, I said, that would surprise me.
We'd like you to listen to the previous section of the podcast again. There are lots of examples of would. Listen and think if we are using the short form or the full form of would.
When you've finished, take a look at the transcript of the podcast at the bottom of this page to check. This week's Club of the Week is Arsenal.
Do you think your team is going to do well this season?
Of course. We finished in the top four for the last 20 years, and I think we'll do well again this season.
You're confident. You haven't bought many players.
I know, but I think that will help us. All the players know each other, and other teams will take some time to gel.
Yes. When a team has a few new players, it can take time for them to gel or play together like a team.
I see that you've predicted Arsenal to come sixth on the website. I don't think this will ever happen, and I think we'll be champions this season.
Well, if you agree with Jack or if you agree with me, let us know on the Arsenal Club page. Last week's football phrase was testimonial match. A testimonial match is a match that's played to show admiration for a specific player and to thank him for staying with a club for a long time. A testimonial match is usually played after a player is with a club for 10 years or more.
Well done to Alex from Ukraine, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Abdullah Hussein from Egypt, Asim Yuve from Palestine and Hassan Raja from Pakistan. All of you got the correct answer.
Have you got a new football phrase for us this week?
This week's football word is... A is something you buy that is good value and is bought for less than its usual price. In football, we can say a is a player who didn't cost a lot of money, but plays very well for his team. Clubs are looking for in the transfer market.
And we were looking for some for our fantasy football team. Let's talk about that now.
Thanks to you, we now have our fantasy football team on Premier Skills English. We've got all 15 players in our squad. Check out our fantasy football section to get involved. Go to the fans section at the top of this page and you'll find it in there.
We now need to pick the team for our first match this Saturday. Help us choose the starting 11, our captain and formation in this week's fantasy football section.
Remember to enter your own team in our Premier Skills League on the Premier League website too. The private league password that you need is at the bottom of this page and our fantasy football pages. So, the first matches of the new season are this weekend. Which match are you going to choose to make your first prediction of the season, Rich?
I think you probably know, Jack. My team, Liverpool, play your team, Arsenal, on Sunday. And I think... we're going to win. I think under Jurgen Klopp, Liverpool are looking fresh and dynamic, and Arsenal are looking tired and boring. I'm going for a 3-0 win to Liverpool.
Rich, I think you're letting your heart rule your head. I'm going to be more realistic and go for a 4-0 win to Arsenal.
We'll see. Let's see who has the best predictions throughout the season. Me, you, or the Premier Skills English podcast listeners?
I don't think it will be me or you.
Right, well, that's all we have time for today.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions the football phrase and your predictions in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football section and join the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.